This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just...
checking.
Those good vibes. 585-252-9800. You guys know the number. Text us, call us. We're just trying to get a gauge on how the day's going to go, to be quite honest with you. Breezy?
Yes.
Who's here?
Our friends are here. They're living, they're laughing, they're loving. How is everybody doing? Well, Hannah's here. She says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. Feeling amazing today.
Hannah Banana.
I'm officially down 15 pounds since the start of the year. So, we're loving that.
Nice job. That's how you get after it right there.
Crushing it.
Crushing it.
Good morning and happy Tuesday from Nico and Steve-O. Vibes are up since we're carpooling with our work bestie, Tanya.
Hello, Tanya.
Shout out, Tanya.
Hey, Tanya.
Love you guys. Have a spectacular day.
We love you guys, too. Enjoy your payday tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Rolling in money.
Rolling in it. But still taking gift cards any chance they get.
Honestly, smart businessmen.
Yeah, they really are.
Truly.
We love you guys. Have an awesome Tuesday.
Natalie's here. She says, coming back from Miami and listening to you guys on the Odyssey app. Miss you.
Thanks for doing that.
I love that for you.
Yeah, you guys can stream us live from all over the world. Not just the 585 anymore.
All over the world.
Well, who's the listener we have in Colombia?
Oh, I didn't know we had one.
We do. We have somebody that listens in Colombia all the time.
Wow. That's amazing.
Probably Pablo Escobar's nephew.
Yeah, probably. Love
hey,
that.
Thanks for tuning in.
What about you, Vibes?
Vibes are up this morning.
Good.
I'm excited for the start of a new week. Who am I kidding? I can't wait till Friday.
You're wishing your whole life away.
I know. I'm skipping over the whole week. I just love Fridays. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's something special about being able to wake up at 7:30, 8 o'clock, as opposed to 4.
Yeah,
it's a really... It's a nice treat, if you will. But I had a pretty good day yesterday.
Good.
I had a pretty good day. I got after it. Went for a 2-mile walk. The temp is going to be 50 today, 55 tomorrow. And then, of course, like Breezy mentioned earlier on the show, we're going to turn the clocks ahead by an hour this weekend.
Very excited about that.
More sun, you guys. More vitamin D.
Ooh-wee. Ooh, doggy. We love it.
How are you?
I'm good. Very good.
Yeah. What's going on? Where were you last night? I thought we were going to hang.
Oh, God, no.
Maybe I'm confusing you for someone else.
Yeah, definitely. Where was I last night? I was running on the canal. So unless you were running with me.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, I was thinking about you last night, though. I was making dinner. I made a really nice dinner last night. I was like, you know, me and my neighbors and you and your girlfriend should all, you know, should come to the apartment. We'll have a dinner party.
Not you treating your neighbors like your spouse.
Well, I have my two gay neighbors upstairs that want to do dinner. I was like, oh.
I know gay people. We should all get together.
Yeah.
How old are they?
They're the best. 30s.
Men or women?
Men.
Let's do it.
Yeah, they're the best.
Things could get weird.
Why?
I don't know. Just saying. If we all start putting our watches in a bowl, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Then our keys.
Alrighty. Perfect.
The vibes are up on this beautiful March 4th. It's a busy month for us, guys. We got the St. Patrick's Day is coming up, and then, of course, the 15th annual Bachelor Auction. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, we'd love for you to join this. It's to benefit anybody who's ever been touched by cancer, where God knows there's a lot of us, but all the money and proceeds stay right here locally in the 585 to help those people. CSCRochester.org, general admissions $35, and then VIP is $55. Mm-hmm. It's going to be at Anthology on East Avenue, March 22nd, Saturday night. We'd love for you to be there dressed to impress. I'm so sorry. There's no jeans allowed.
Oh, I'm sorry. No jeans.
No jeans.
Don't get it twisted.
Coming up on the show, big story of the day. A man is accused of stealing nearly $10,000 from a teacher association to benefit the Honey Oak Falls Lima Central School District.
Oh, no.
We do not reward
bad behavior.
We just won't do it. We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
PXY mornings, Moose, Breezy, 50 for the high today. A man is accused of stealing nearly $10,000 from a parent-teacher association to benefit the Honey Oak Falls Lima Central School District.
Right.
While he was serving as the nonprofit's president.
Oh, stunning.
We just will not reward bad behavior on this show. We're not going to do it. According to a felony complaint, Theodore Lewis Tribus, 59, intentionally stole nearly $10,000 between August of 2023 and January 2024 while serving as the president. I don't know. I'm getting corrupt vibes here.
Yeah, big corrupt energy.
Monroe County Sheriff's Office investigators say he wrote checks to himself from the nonprofit's checking account multiple times, including one for over $4,600. Theodore, investigators say he stole the proceeds from a fall 2023 Scholastic book sale, using the money for personal gains. Instead of depositing that $2,000 right into the nonprofit's account, he pocketed it. I don't know what he did with the money.
Right.
He also took $761 from the nonprofit account for petty cash, but he never deposited the leftover funds. We're going to need some receipts. We're going to need to see the receipts, Theodore. The felony complaint says other members of the Parent Teacher Association, they got suspicious after an audit found missing funds. Theodore is charged with third-degree grand larceny. Something inside me tells me that he's probably not going to be president again.
No, he's definitely not.
Of the Honey Oak Falls Lima Central School District.
Oh, well, these things happen.
They more than we know, unfortunately. So Theodore is potentially going to do some time. Or, I mean, we know how things work in 585. He might get a slap on the wrist and an appearance ticket. See you in court in a year.
Right.
That's a really tough scene. I hope he has to give that money back, though. I mean, stealing from the Scholastic Book Fair? Come on.
That's an all-time low,
Come
Theodore.
On now. You're 59 years old. Let's get it together.
He's like, I just really love the smell of new books.
Coming up on the show, sometimes you can't force a kid to want to practice something, whether they're really talented at it or not. And Tina from Spencerport says, my daughter is so talented when it comes to show choir and soccer, but refuses to practice because in her mind, she's already so good at it. So what's the point?
Right, of course.
It's an all-new parental confidential coming up after the break on PXY.
98PXY is free. Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
How do you get a child who's full of themselves to try? 585-252-9800. Tina from Spencerport wrote in that her 15-year-old daughter has a healthy confidence about herself, but thinks just because she's good at one thing, that she no longer has to apply herself. Where did I go wrong? Tina asked.
Oh, Tina, sweetie.
Tina says, good morning, Moose and Breeze. Thought this would be an interesting topic for your Parental Confidential segment. My daughter, 15. She's on her school soccer team. She sings in show choir. She's good at both. Could possibly have a future, or at least have a future if she decides to go to college. She could get scholarships to help her on the way, but I encouraged her recently to take voice lessons. She told me she didn't need to because she could already sing.
Oh,
why would I take voice lessons, Mom, if I can sing already? She's also a fairly good soccer player and really has improved and is even being looked at for varsity next season. She has a long way to go, but it's definitely something that was brought to her attention and also her very much needed confidence. Right. This spring, there is a local summer camp for a week to help improve. I told her if she was serious about playing soccer in the summer and in the fall, it'd be a great idea to go and do it, just to keep learning and practicing during the summertime. And her response was, I'm already good at soccer. I don't need to go and do that.
This is so funny.
It's got to drive a parent nuts.
This is how I feel about, like, leg day. I'm like, my legs are already strong. There's no need for me to work them out whatsoever.
Right. Any excuse just not to do something. She definitely has a natural talent for soccer in choir, but she could be so much better if she honed in on her skills and worked harder. She puts little effort into it. We have to make her practice, even though she seems to love it. I'm sure we failed at her. We failed somewhere at some point. How do I explain to her that the lessons are to help her improve and that she is not a pro just yet without crushing her confidence? I worry this attitude can carry into adulthood where she thinks life is going to come easy. If so, my daughter's in for a rude awakening. Thanks for any helpful advice from any parents or listeners listening. Of course, you and Breezy as well, Moose. Thank you, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that came in from Tina from Spencerport. Has a 15-year-old daughter, doesn't want to apply herself.
Can't do it. Hey, already good at it?
Already good at it. I already can sing. Why would I go to show choir practice? I already can play soccer. Why would I take camp?
Honestly, though, I will say this raises a very interesting question and dynamic of making sure that you aren't pushing your child to the point of a perfectionist, because that can also be extremely debilitating.
Well, here's the thing. Let's highlight a couple of key points here that Tina put in her message. If she applies herself, she could possibly get scholarships to help her on her way to college, which is why I encourage her to take voice lessons. So is this potentially a free ride for Tina's daughter? Does Tina's daughter even want to pursue either of these things?
Right. That's the question, right? Because if she doesn't and she's just pushing her,
you just can't make anyone do anything. Listen, my younger brother, Chris, he was a semi-pro golfer. This kid was incredible. And he pretty much taught himself. He was doing tryouts for PGA tournaments. He was going to Florida. He was going to Arizona. He was crushing it. He missed the PGA by like one putt. And he was getting after it for a while and then just stopped. And no matter how much I encouraged him and pushed him to keep up with it, he just wasn't passionate about it anymore. You can't force somebody to do something that they just don't want to do. It's as simple as that. Let's go over to Chris, who's texting in real quick, that says, have you thought about just letting your daughter fail? Because you can't force them to want to practice or love something. They either want to do it or they don't. Sooner or later in your kid's life, eventually, they're going to learn that you get out what you put in.
Right. That is true.
Jess says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. This message is for that mom. To me, it sounds like there's a disconnect between what she's actually passionate about and what you want her to do. If you want her to put in more effort, praise her when she does put in a lot of effort for certain things and positively reinforce that. I would ignore the things that she has a relative disinterest in, because the more you shine a spotlight on her lack of effort there,
right,
the more she will be anxious and put up walls about it.
And she'll be resistant.
Yeah, that's a good point,
to do
Jess.
It for sure. There's a couple of texts coming in that I want to read here. Maybe the kid doesn't care to get better and she's happy with where she is. If not, have her teachers and coaches tell her she needs extra work. This person says, it sounds like your daughter doesn't enjoy the activities.
You know, being 15 and then being looked at for varsity, that's pretty good.
Right. That is really good.
If she's mad about show choir but obsessed with Taylor Swift and you want her to get a choir college scholarship, maybe enroll her in a summer camp at a music school, the music school that covers Taylor Swift songs, to feed that interest. Feed what you want to see more of and do it in a way that stimulates her mind and is exciting for her. Where would she do that? Breezy?
Hmm.
Taylor Swift songs that feed her interest at summer camp? Any idea?
Not a big summer camp girl. Not a huge summer camp girl. I went to summer camp one time and I made my mom come get me. I was not into it.
Yeah, I wasn't really into it either.
I was like, I'm sick. Come get me.
Andrew
says, you're not.
Good morning, guys. My daughter is the same way. It drives me nuts. She can play the piano, but not great. In her mind, she's Beethoven. So there's no need to practice. She learned real quick, though, when she embarrassed herself in front of the school during her piano solo.
Oh. Poor honey. She gonna learn.
Oh, she can learn today.
She gonna learn.
Does your daughter even want a future doing either of these things? That's coming in from Christine. Have you asked her if she sees a future when it comes to playing soccer or doing show choir? Make sure it's what she wants and not just about what you want, mom. Yeah, that's a good point, Christine, too.
You know what? Mom's looking out for number one, her wallet, okay? If she can get a free ride.
Do it.
Doing, I don't know, solving Rubik's Cubes, do it.
You know, what's a college degree cost these days? What was my degree at MCC for the 4 years I was there? 8,000?
That same degree is like 50 grand now.
Monroe Community College. I wouldn't even know where to look. Average annual in-state cost, 18 grand. That's before aid. After aid, 7,000. All right.
Yeah, but if you make like 20,000, you don't qualify for aid, so. No, like literally.
You better be poor. Julie says, my daughter is an excellent singer, but has no desire to use that skill professionally and has turned down opportunities to even do so. As a singer myself, I feel that it's a shame. But it's her choice. Have a conversation with her and really ask, what is it that you want? Yeah, thanks for the message, Julie.
The average cost of a bachelor's degree in the United States can range anywhere from $108,000 to $562,000. That all depends on whether you live in the state or out of the state in which you go to university.
Right. I mean, my buddy Ross that I tell you about, who went to Chicago. He's out in California now, but, I mean, the poor dude, he's still $100,000+ in debt, never used the degree that he went to school for. But that isn't that a lot of people's story?
So insane.
Oh,
it's everyone's story.
I can't think of anything worse. That's tough.
Our boss's kid, Leah, she's doing it right. Didn't go to school, literally like running three businesses. I'm not really sure what's happening with her, but
yeah, she runs the Decision Day podcast.
Yeah.
She's the best. We love her. Thank you guys for all the messages on this one. Really, a lot of people seem to have a lot of similar messages here, Tina, about what to do in this situation, but asking your daughter what it is she really wants. She could be great at show choir. She could be great at soccer,
mm-hmm.
but if she's not super passionate about it, You can't force her to practice and hone in on those skills.
Correct.
It's just not going to work. Thanks, guys, for all the messages. We'll do another Parental Confidential coming up tomorrow morning.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday.
How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
On PXY.
98 PX. Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.